Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is always game day, Cleveland. It is the off-season edition as we, what's up next? Draft, free agency, all those great things are coming up, and we're just kind of helping you get through, especially with coaching hires and things that are going on in the NFL playoffs and maybe a little bit more. So I do want to talk about the Buckeyes maybe for the final few moments of the podcast today because I've really enjoyed this whole entire Ohio State season. So we'll talk about that for a second. But, Daryl, let's walk through these conference championships. Let's start with the AFC first. No, let's start with the AFC second. That's a better game, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say the
All right, let's go AFC second.
I would say the AFC is the better of the two championship
games. All right, so let's go. Let's get your professional opinion, and I need to hear it because it's just so important to me because I'm going to walk around and go, Daryl Ryder said –
Now
Washington is going to come and give them everything they can in Philadelphia, and it's not going to be a sunny day in Philadelphia. Is that what you think, Daryl Ryder? Because that's the headline I'm going to give you.
I first of all, I think the Eagles are going to advance.
So it will be sunny in Philadelphia. That's your
I think it's going to be sunny in Philadelphia. But what a story it would be if Jaden Daniels can take the Commanders from having the number two pick in the draft last season to the Super Bowl the following season.
And so we can spend the next 4 months comparing that and trying to find a quarterback in this year's draft.
Yes.
I'm sorry. And I know I'm dipping ahead. I do not want the Browns to take quarterback at two. I'm on the record right now from what I've seen that's coming out of college. Jeff and I had an argument about this. I don't know what's going to, I don't know how the combine is suddenly going to make a quarterback into something that's superstar, fantastic between now and then, or maybe some interview or some Rorschach test that's going to say, oh, I didn't realize that about what you see that what they did in college is a good precursor to what they're going to be able to do in the pros. I don't need to see all the college quarterbacks are done. They're not playing anymore.
Well, and that's the thing people have to understand right now. Like the major scouting component has been done. That happened during the college football season.
Thank you.
All these next, I don't know, how many weeks to the draft is it? Six, eight, whatever it is. Between now and the draft, all it is about is confirming what has been put on the scouting report. That's what the combine's about. Aside from the medicals, making sure that the players' health matches what they have, because that's the original genesis of the combine, was to get medical checkups, a centralized location to get medical checkups on all of the draft prospects. So over the next, 2 months or so, 2.5 months or so, it's all about confirming what's in the scouting reports, following up with people that the scouts spoke with on campus, re-examining maybe some of the tape itself that's already been, charted or scouted or, whatever the terminology, broken down. If you're changing your if you're drastically changing your draft boards based on what you see at the combine and based on what you saw at a pro day, you're scouting the wrong way. Like now, what we were talking about earlier about press conferences being turned into, showmanship events, right? That's what the offseason has turned into as far as the bowl games, not the college, but the All-Star Bowl game type thing, pre-draft bowl game thing. The combine has been turned into a media event. Pro days are being turned into media events.
They have been for years, though. The pro days have been. I mean, they've been doing those for a while. I got to be honest. The thing I like about the Senior Bowl and the thing I like about what am I missing? There's another bowl game that everybody goes to. The Shrine Bowl. The thing I like about that is I think if you're a scout, you can instantly see what happens when you place a player with players they don't know and suddenly have to work with them like that. I like some of the things that we find out there because it's a challenge. And I think if I'm a scout, I want to watch and I want to hear from the coaches how these guys fit in and how quickly they can fit in and how quickly they learn a new system, because that's reality. The other stuff I know from what they did, you know, or what I might hear from the college coaches, but the fact that you're taking someone and forcing them into a situation they've never been in before with, you know, limited pressure, because it's not about the stands, it's about people watching you.
And they don't get to where they go. That's, you know, right? It's determined right. that they're drafted.
Right.
But, yeah, so I just – this is my annual PSA. Like, let's not try and talk ourselves into Shedeur Sanders being worthy of the number one overall pick, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or Cam or whoever. Like, this is all for made for television and, you know, the media here. This is the part of the offseason. Well, there's no football, there's no draft, so let's do something to entertain the folks. And so, you know, we get the combine, and we get these pro days and stuff like that. So if a 40 time impresses you to a point where some guy's going to shoot up your draft board, you've really done the scouting wrong. But championship weekend.
Hang on. I have two quick things I want to bring up here before we get into this. One, I don't know if we saw, I don't think we talked about this. When it comes to the, first of all, I don't know if I've ever said this before, and I know where it'll come up down the road. I can't stand the draft. I'm not a big fan of it. I don't like anything about it. I don't like the show. I'm not a big fan of the draft itself. I understand, like, when you have the number one pick, it's kind of fun, but
yeah.
I'd love to see I'm not saying that it has to become reality or anything like that. I would love to see what would happen if these college players all came out and they were all free agents. And they made the teams work 10 times harder.
Well, it'd be a disaster. It really would, right? Because let's be honest.
Because you're forcing these guys to go to a city to take a job.
Well, but here's the I get it, and I understand where you're coming from, but I'm just talking about the competitive aspect of it. Like, who wants to come to the 3-14 Cleveland Browns right now?
Well, there's another reason. Doesn't that inspire your team to not be 3-14 and stop tanking? Because this was the other point I was going to bring up, and I don't know if you saw this, but for the first time ever, there's a league out there that's kind of changed the way they're doing the draft. Did you see this? Have you seen any of this stuff? So there's a women's professional hockey league that's out there right now, and I'm not bringing it up because of hockey or anything like that, because you know I love hockey. It's more about the concept of what they're doing with the draft. Once you are eliminated, you start at 0 points, okay? And when you win, you get points. And whoever has the most points after elimination gets the first pick in the draft. So now you can't really
tank. Driving competition on
yes.
the, on the.
I think it's a fascinating. Yeah, I think it's a fascinating way to visualize a draft. I don't think the NFL overdo it. I think this Women's Hockey League is in a position to do it because they don't have that many teams right now.
Instead of the Pro Bowl, have the two worst teams play for the first pick in the draft.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I like it.
There's your extra game. This way, too, you don't have to monkey around with the whole, we got to have Pro Bowl alternates, you know, because guys are either in the playoffs or they're injured or they just, you know, they choose not to want to participate in the event. Like, I honestly, Andy, I would not have a problem if they wanted to play, I don't know, the loser bowl, the toilet bowl, the whatever you want to call it.
What if they took four teams on the back end and played the semifinals and a finals? I don't know how you would do it, though. Yeah. You'd have to find the weekends. Or they would play in the middle of the week. They've earned that honor to play in the middle of the week. Play them on Thursday night.
Or have them. Yeah, that's a great idea. Have them play like Thursday night football.
So you would have two games on a Thursday night, and then the Sunday before the Super Bowl, the off week, they would play in the off week.
Yeah. I don't hate
it's a thought. Here's the problem. Do players want to play? And then there'd have to be bonus money.
Not want to play now.
No, you'd have to have some kind of extreme bonus money for that, for those guys to be there. Then the other thing is if you're like a mediocre quarterback and you know that there's four great quarterbacks coming out in the draft, you know, I want to help this team get their next quarterback. I don't know about that either. That's the other problem I have with
it. Yeah, you might.
All right, pick your winners. Here we go. NFC first, Washington, Philadelphia. You said Philadelphia.
Daniels is trying to become the first rookie starting quarterback to win three postseason games and also start a Super Bowl. But I think this is where the Commanders turn into the pumpkin. The fairy tale ends. I think the Philadelphia Eagles are going to win this game. I'm just hoping it's going to be competitive and entertaining because I worry that this is a game. I just think Philadelphia is so good. I see a scenario where that could be a blowout.
Okay. I love the Daniel story. I love it to end this week because I don't want this unrealistic feeling.
You don't want Browns fans calling. We're going to be the Washington Commanders. Oh, I was getting that stuff on X this week too. Look at what the Commanders did. I'm like, yeah, but yeah, the Commanders made changes that the Browns quite frankly.
Jeff does this all the time. Look what happened this weekend. Not look what you've done for me lately. Look what's happened in the last 24 hours and then trying to make that the norm and the expectations. All right, let's talk about the game, which a lot of people probably think could be. I don't know, depends what the Eagles do, but I think is the better game. Let's start Buffalo, Kansas City. It's a
fantastic game. I am rooting very hard for the Buffalo Bills to beat the Chiefs. I do feel like that there's some Chiefs fatigue. There's some Mahomes fatigue.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Listen to the radio. Pick up any sports talk station in the country. There's tons.
They're just sick.
Except for Kansas City.
Right. They're just all. Everyone seems to be sick of the Chiefs, which I don't know. I mean, I was talking with the afternoon show about this earlier. Like, I don't know or I don't remember because, like, the Patriots made 8 straight conference championship games. And I don't remember this level of vocal vitriol being spewed outside the Deflategate stuff.
How big was social media in the beginning when New England started making
And I
run?
Think that's the difference, right? Yeah. So I'm rooting for the Bills to beat the Chiefs because I would like to see Josh Allen get over that hump. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs are the team that seems to be always standing in his way. Them, the Baltimore Ravens, right? Well,
right,
they got through the Ravens last weekend. So can he go to Kansas City and exercise that demon? Remember, they were, 40 seconds from the Super Bowl and the Chiefs and Mahomes came back and, you know, forced overtime and they didn't see the football again and Kansas City ended up going. So this is an opportunity for Josh Allen and the Bills to exercise that demon that is Kansas City, the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes and all that. I just don't know that it's going to happen. The one saving grace for them, in my view, and I don't know how you feel about this, Kansas City's not been dominant. They weren't dominant last year. They won a Super Bowl when everyone said,
guess what? Yours is going to happen.
This year, they've played a ton of close games. They seem to be a charmed team. You know what I mean? So I think the Chiefs are going to win. I think it's going to be a Chiefs-Eagles Super Bowl. But I'm hoping, honestly, I'm hoping that it's a Bills-Commanders Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Actually, I'm just kind of hoping for Bills-Eagles because I want to see a good Super Bowl. And it could be Kansas City-Eagles, too. I'm not going to I like both these teams in the AFC. I have been on the Bills bandwagon for most of the year, especially after they already played Kansas City. So I was just like, yeah, you know what? I kind of think the Bills. I wasn't a big Josh Allen fan in the beginning. It's hard not to be right now, I think. And I kind of want it for the fans. Like, if you ask me the priorities here, like, I want the fans of Buffalo to get to the Super Bowl. I really do.
I don't want them to get to the Super Bowl. I want them to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we'll see what happens there. I don't know, but you know me. I mean, I have I really like Andy Reid. I've always liked Andy Reid, and you know how I feel about Travis. So, I mean, I'm always rooting for Travis Kelce. So, I'm what?
You're torn.
Yeah, I'm not going to be mad either way.
Right? Is that what they say?
I'm torn. Torn.